Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center. www.imenc.org for Thursday, July 6, 2006.
Army offensive continues with 17 Palestinians and one Israeli soldier killed in Israeli invasion to Gaza. Meanwhile, Army invades Al-Nabi Ilyas and Azan villages east of Qalqilya and arrests several residents. Also, 8 residents arrested from Al-Til village near Tukarma. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned.
At least 9 Palestinians have been killed in 2 separate attacks which targeted the northern and southern areas in the Gaza Strip Thursday afternoon, raising the death toll to 17 in the past 18 hours of the latest Israeli military invasion into the Gaza Strip. 7 Palestinians were killed in an airstrike against Jabalia refugee camp in the northern Gaza Strip, and 2 others were killed in another airstrike which targeted Abasan area near the city of Khan Yunis in the south of the Gaza Strip. Dr. Mohammed Ilshami, spokesperson of Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis.
Eight were brought to the hospital at 1 p.m. 2 were already dead and were severely mutilated due to the Israeli army shells. The other 6 were moderately wounded. If this invasion continues, there will be an instability in the services due to the lack of fuel, medical supplies and equipment.
Medical sources reported a total of 60 injuries Thursday, in addition to hundreds who were treated for shock, especially among children. On the other hand, the Popular Resistance Committee declared responsibility for killing an Israeli soldier in Beit Lahia in northern Gaza Strip. A statement by the group said that a Palestinian sniper shot the soldier in the head while he was sitting on his unit's tank, which invaded the city Thursday afternoon. At noontime, Israeli military randomly fired at civilians from their gunboats in Deir al-Bala village in central Gaza Strip, killing one resident on the spot. Muhammad al-Atar, 20, was killed when troops invaded al-Atra area and opened random fire at residents there. Al-Atar was wounded in the chest first and bled to death as Israeli forces obstructed the ambulance that came to evacuate him. Dr. Saeed Judah at the Kamel Udwan Hospital said Al-Atar died upon arrival at the hospital. Earlier, 5 others were killed as Israeli warplanes launched airstrikes against the Palestinian population in the Gaza Strip, including 3 in the south and 2 in the north. Qassam Brigade operative Osama Hijazi was killed in Al-Sudania area in the northern Gaza Strip after Israeli Apache helicopters fired 3 missiles at the area. A few minutes later, Rami Abu Hashem, a police officer, was killed as Israeli Apache shelled the same place. 9 others were injured in the attack, 3 of which suffered serious injuries. Khalil Eshekh, a resident from Beit Lahia, said the invasion started in the early hours of the morning.
The invasion started Thursday at dawn. Warplanes bombed the site for Al-Qassam Brigades, the armed wing of Hamas. During the day, the invasion intensified. The tanks that were driving through residential areas received backup by Apache, which fired heavy machine guns and missiles at residents' homes and gatherings.
Also Thursday morning, Apaches shelled Al-Sudania area again and killed Abdullah Zamer, member of Al-Qassam Brigade, the armed wing of Hamas, and several others were wounded. The Israeli army claimed they fired missiles at groups preparing to launch homemade Qassam shells. 2 journalists were injured near the borders of Beit Hanun City in the northern Gaza Strip, close to the Israeli military checkpoint Erez, in a drive-by shooting by an unknown car.
Several residents were injured after Israeli army troops invaded Al-Nabi Ilyas and Azan villages east of the West Bank city of Qalqilya and searched several houses Thursday at dawn. Troops also arrested several residents, including Nimr Hanun, 29, Garib Hanun, 27, Thib Hanun, 25, Amin Abu Halima, 26, Yasser Salim, 22. All were taken to unknown locations, local sources reported.
The Israeli army have arrested 8 residents from Atil village north of the West Bank city of Tulkarm Thursday at dawn. Among the arrestees were Sanad Talawi, 18, Momen Agamji, 19, Ahab Baga, 19, and Mohammed Makol, 24, All eight were arrested and taken to unknown locations, eyewitnesses reported. Troops and army jeeps stormed the village and searched several homes before arresting the eight, local residents said.
Thursday morning, Israeli army charged the ministers and PLC members with being affiliated with Hamas in military courts in Salem, north of the West Bank city of Jenin, and in Afar, south of the West Bank city of Ramallah. Khalid Dusuki, lawyer of the Prisoner Supporters Society in Ramallah, said Wednesday that the Palestinian ministers and the PLC members captured by the Israeli army last week are being treated harshly and are humiliated by the Israeli soldiers in Al-Jalama detention center.
The Israeli army carried out two invasions to the West Bank city of Nablus Thursday, local sources reported. Troops invaded the city at dawn, searched several houses, and then turned the rooftops of several residents' houses into military posts. Residents tried to resume their everyday life when military vehicles left the city, but the troops returned a few hours later and positioned themselves in various locations in the city, said eyewitnesses. Nablus has been subject to frequent invasions in the past few months because Israel claims it is targeting armed resistance groups.
And that's just some of the news for today in Palestine. For constant updates, check out the International Middle East Media Center website, www.imemc.org. As always, thanks for joining us. From Occupied Bethlehem, this is Palestine Today, brought to you by Stacey Miller,
Maya Williams-Carpenter,
and Ghassan Benoit.